This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Fire and Fury edition of What's on Your Mind. I'll explain that in a minute. We're going to talk a little bit about North Korea next hour and President Trump's comments related to that, which to me were refreshing, that I see a few bedwetters in Congress are having some problems with that. I guess they want us to coddle people like North Korea. I don't get it, but I want to know what the good people of the Northern Plains think about it. The other Fire and Fury edition of the program has to do with what used to be fire and fury from the EPA directed to the state of North Dakota. No one would have to look much further than, for instance, the Clean Power Plan to say the EPA wants to get North Dakota and its coal industry and affordable, reliable energy. But thankfully, we have a new president. Elections have consequences and a new EPA administrator. And that person is Scott Pruitt, a member of the president's cabinet, who's going to join us for the first couple segments of the show today. And we're excited to have him, along with our good governor, Doug Burgum, who's invited him to join us in North Dakota to talk a little bit about some issues important to our great state. Mr. Pruitt, nice to see you.
It is great to be with you.
Thanks for being here.
Good to be with you this morning. I love your Ronald Reagan statue over there.
We keep Ronnie around here to keep us grounded, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Plenty of examples of Ronald Reagan, for sure, including that little mini bust. Governor, the idea that you're sitting next to the EPA administrator and about to take a stop at NDSU and one up at UND today talking about important things to North Dakota energy and our economy means it's another significant day for you. So congrats.
Well, thank you. And obviously, we're very excited to have Administrator Pruitt here. I mean, how can you go wrong? I'm on the air with two guys named Scott. I mean, it's like doesn't get any better than this. But and in addition to NDSU and UND, we're also making a stop at the Bateman Farm up by Grand Forks, and we're going to have all the different ag producer groups there. So it's going to be a great day, and I tell you, we're so grateful to have Administrator Pruitt in North Dakota, and it's just a representation of this administration. When this administration came in, they said, we're going to listen to states, we're going to listen to governors. Administrator Pruitt, I think, is already is on his way to hitting 25 states. He's talked to going to be over 20 governors already. And he's out here today with you just wanting to listen. He wants to listen to North Dakotans, the people that are producing the energy that's heating the homes, that's driving the cars, the people that are growing the food that's feeding the world. And he wants to listen to them, have a dialogue, and hear about how federal regulations are getting in the way of people doing their job in America. And I tell you, it's so refreshing to have an administration that is supporting the states and the businesses in those states. The entrepreneurs, the innovators, the farmers, the ranchers, the oil producers, have people saying, we're behind you and we want to help you grow. We want to help you create jobs. I can't tell you how refreshing it is and great to have the administrator here in North Dakota.
What do you expect to hear when you listen? And what do you know coming in about how North Dakota's doing, what it's doing?
Well, when you think about some of the issues that the governor talked about, the Water United States rule, you know, was a rule that EPA in Washington, D.C. tried to tell people across the country how to use their land. You know, they define puddles and dry creek beds and ephemeral drainage ditches as Waters of the United States. And that was all about power, Scott. That was all about making sure that the first stop on land use across this country was going to be Washington, D.C., to get permission to use your own land. So we're fixing that. And that's what the state action tour is about. We're going to hit 25 states, as the governor indicated, by the end of August. And it's focused upon this WOTUS rule, the withdrawal of that, getting rid of the rule that's been stayed by the Sixth Circuit, and having a replacement rule that respects the statute, respects the Constitution, that mostly respects private property owners across this country. I mean, I think there's this mindset in Washington, D.C., Scott, that farmers and ranchers, private property owners across this country, don't care about the land, they don't care about the water, they don't care about the air. And that's just simply not true. I mean, those folks are partners, they're environmental stewards, and we need to trust them and work with them to achieve good outcomes. And that's not happened for a number of years.
The way the way you think about this is vastly different than the way the EPA has you know, governed and been a regulator for decades. And you got 15,000 employees working for you. How difficult of a job is it to move that ship? I mean, I saw an article recently about some former employees who were, agitated about your actions here. Are you finding, a hostile EPA, or are they with you?
You know, I think some of that's legendary. Some of it's a false narrative that the left tries to put out. There's a good number of employees at the agency that simply want to do the job of the agency, the basic mission, the core mission of the agency. That hasn't been done in years. I mean, think about what the past administration didn't do with respect to the environment. They talked a lot, but they did very little. Air quality standards in this country, 40% of the country is not meeting air quality standards already in existence, 420 million people. We had Gold King and we had Flint, Michigan on the water side. They had 1,336 sites on the Superfund list when President Obama left office. That's more than when he came in. And they tried to regulate CO2 twice, Scott, and struck out twice. The Supreme Court kept them from doing that because they exceeded their authority. So when you look at their record, their environmental record, the past administration, they didn't achieve very much, but they then declared war on certain sectors of our economy, a war on coal, a war on fossil fuels, which makes no sense whatsoever. That shouldn't be what an agency does in Washington, D.C., whether it's in the finance sector, healthcare sector, or energy sector. And what we're recognizing is that we can reorient our thinking, be about growth, and also environmental stewardship. That's where we've been as a country throughout our entire existence, and that's where we need to be in the future.
On the waters of the U.S., which is part of your stop here today to try and talk about how you replace that, do you think the changes should be codified in law? This was one of the worst tricks of the Obama administration, was just to bypass the Congress, right, and go to rulemaking. So should waters of the U.S., your changes there specifically be codified in law so future presidents don't pull the same?
Scott, it's a very important point because Congress historically has not been prescriptive. You know, they've not put into certain legislation, Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, certain prescriptive language on what agencies should or should not do. And when you have it's amorphous or it's ambiguous, that gives more power to agencies to kind of abuse that. And that's what happened under the Obama administration. So as you look at this definition, I think that what we're doing is going to provide clarity, and we'll provide that clarity no later than the first quarter of next year. But I think it's always welcome for Congress to be more prescriptive and more specific about what waters of the United States equals. But we're going to get it right this next time.
Does it help you if they say, yes, we want to get it codified?
Well, it's always helpful for Congress to say a water of the United States is a navigable water. You know, and what happened in the past is that navigability was always a key component of what a water of the United States equals. I think about the Interstate Commerce Clause. There's a reason why navigability matters. But the past administration just continued moving that out further, that so long as it had a nexus to navigability. Well, anything could have a nexus. And so that's the reason we had puddles and dry creek beds and ephemeral drainage ditches and wetlands that weren't adjacent to waters of the United States. So it created great uncertainty. This is going to be something that's not terribly profound, Scott, but regulations ought to make things regular. Those that are regulated ought to know what's expected of them so they can allocate resources, plan accordingly, meet the objectives, work with those that that regulate them, and make sure that we achieve good outcomes. When you have uncertainty, when you have regulatory uncertainty, it causes paralysis with respect to economic development. That's why we had anemic growth, in my view. And now that the president is in leading this effort of transformation of the regulatory state, I think it's sending a substantial message across the country.
What's he like? Get a cabinet meeting with Donald Trump. Walk us through one of those.
Courage, and I tell you, to do what he's done, to exit the Paris Accord, to sign an executive agreement saying get rid of WOTUS, to also say to me, you mentioned the Clean Power Plan, go deal with the overreach of the past administration, to take on, what's been baked in the media for the last 10 to 15 years around these issues. It takes tremendous courage, tremendous fortitude, to ignore the noise and stay focused. He's put in America first, Scott. I mean, when's the last time we had a president really put America first in national security, the border, environmental issues across the board? And he's saying to the country, we can achieve both growth and also be good stewards of our environment and be protective of our natural resources, but also grow the economy.
So when you pick up the Washington Post in the morning or watch the morning
news
show, I don't blame you. A lot of brain damage that comes from that. But I mean, when you see the narrative in the news, that's everywhere. That's very different than that. What's going on? There's just a swamp.
What's difficult are the distractions and the noise. I mean, that was in the cabinet meeting a week ago this past Monday, and we spent an hour and a half together as a cabinet behind closed doors talking about a number of issues. Very productive meeting. Very, very, I think, instrumental in moving the ball forward in key areas among agencies. He's a tremendous leader. I mean, when you think about gross domestic product that's up, consumer confidence is up, Wall Street's hitting record highs. I mean, people across this country are optimistic for the first time in years and years. And the reason is because we're doing things differently. And the president is leading with a different mission.
And I would imagine that's a little bit contagious, right?
Agency by agency?
It is.
To be led like that and want to just be bold and take it on?
I mean, the interagency relationships that we have, I mean, this is a good camaraderie. I mean, it's between cabinet members. Secretary Perdue and myself, Secretary Zinke, we're working together on a number of issues. Secretary Perry as well. We are collaborating. It's coordinated. And we are moving with, I think, a great deal of velocity with respect to these changes. I mean, you think about the last 6 months. We've had over 30 regulatory actions in our agency alone. You know, we've sent a message that CPP is going away, the Clean Power Plan. We've sent a message that WOTUS is being fixed. You know, we've told people that we're going to make sure that we balance, you know, cost benefit to ensure that, you know, we don't have this war on certain sectors of our economy. I was in Pennsylvania, the first administrator in history that went underground at a coal mine. And if you're claustrophobic, I don't recommend it. But 1,100 feet down, 3 miles in. And Scott, is I stood on that long wall mine and looked at about 35 to 40 miners, and I told them that the war on coal is over. You should have seen the emotion in their faces.
Unbelievable. And, of course, there's a lot of folks in this state that love it as well. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back, because really North Dakota is a model, I think, for the rest of the country to have the level of production we have on the coal side, but also the clean air we have. More with Scott Pruitt, the EPA Administrator, and Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted frequently for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are usually first found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphid is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants in the field. Scout fields from late vegetative to the late R5 growth stage, and don't forget to keep spider mites in mind when scouting. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a take mix application of glyphosate and an insecticide if soybean aphids are not at economic thresholds. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, chatting with Scott Pruitt, who is the EPA Administrator, member of the Trump Cabinet. Governor Doug Burgum is here as well. Governor, you mentioned earlier you're headed to UND and the Energy and Environmental Research Center, as well as the Bateman Farm later on today. What's your measure of success for this trip for the administrator?
Well, I think we define success today when we get the good people in North Dakota get a chance to share their concerns and their ideas with the administrator, and the administrator has said that's what success defined for him is, to hear what's on the minds of the people that are out trying to make this country go and grow, and we've set that up today. We got a great set of people that are going to get a chance to be in small groups with him and share their concerns about how we can get federal regulation out of the way and get our state and get this country going again.
That Energy and Environmental Research Center is nothing short of world class, you know. And I, for years, obviously dealt with clean coal, you know, and the oil and gas industry and helping move the needle there. I think North Dakota is a model. I mean, you've got all this energy production, and yet one of seven states that meet all these air quality standards. I mean, we're a poster child, aren't we?
Yes, and think about it, Scott. I mean, we actually granted an application by the state of North Dakota to be the first state in the country to regulate injection wells with respect to carbon capture and sequestration. You know, so we're in that process right now. The governor's led that effort, a tremendous effort, and we granted that application back in May. Now, we're still in that proposed period, but we're looking forward to granting that and consummating that process so that North Dakota can be that first state in the country that does that.
And I want to thank the administrator for that too, Scott, because this process began in North Dakota back in June of 2013, went nowhere under the prior administration, and 3 months after Administrator Pruitt's in office, we get the initial approvals to start going on the primacy of control over CO2 regulation, which is fantastic. And as we said up at the EERC today at UND, I know there's some interesting ideas about how we can use CO2 to enhance our oil recovery and solve some clean air issues. And so it's exciting when we're working on innovation, not regulation. When we're working on innovation, we can solve a lot of problems.
And that's so key, Scott. I mean, when you think about what we've achieved as a country, those criteria pollutants that you're making reference to under the next program, we've reduced those pollutants by 65% since 1980. We've also grown our economy, GDP, substantially. But innovation and technology has achieved that, not government mandate. You know, we're at pre-1994 levels today with respect to our CO2 footprint. You wouldn't know it, but we are. I mean, we've reduced our CO2 footprint by almost 20% in the last 14 years. And so when you think that, and how do we do that again? Through innovation and technology. If we really care about, you know, air quality in this country and this world, we need to be exporting our innovation, exporting our technology to places like China and India and the rest, not being apologetic about it.
Well, a lot of people in this state are part of the coal industry and have been subjected to this war on coal. And obviously they see the difference between the Obama administration, the Trump administration, for instance, on the Clean Power Plan, but you couldn't help but be a little bit skittish as to what the future holds, given this ongoing, constant battle with the environmentalists wanting to end this use of coal. What would you tell them? What kind of comfort would you give the industry going forward that with technology, their job, if you will, is safe, and for the rest of consumers, business and homeowners, that reliable, affordable energy is safe?
Well, think about energy security in our power grid. And when you think about the way we generate electricity in this country, we need diversity as we generate electricity. Not less fuels. We need more fuels. We need as many as we can get. And solid hydrocarbons like coal is so important with respect to maintaining energy security, because there's only so much natural gas you can get through a pipe, and if there's an attack on your infrastructure, that threatens the stability of the power grid. So a utility company having the ability to store solid hydrocarbons on site to draw down on for peak demand or, heaven forbid, some sort of attack on your infrastructure is so key. So what ought to occur, Scott, is utility companies making decisions based upon what? Reliability, cost effectiveness, resiliency of the grid, having diversity of fuel sources. And the EPA should not be in the business of coercion. You know, the days I sent a letter to Doug early in my administration, the days of coercive federalism are over. We need to make sure that we at the federal level don't engage in paternalism. We engage in partnership with the states. And so that's happening. I think there's tremendous encouragement. Mining jobs are up in this country. Coal production is up in this country. I think there was a first coal mine opened in the first time in a long time in Pennsylvania recently. You know, so there's optimism. But look, we shouldn't be in the business of picking which fuel these companies use, these utility companies use. We ought to set the emission levels, use the latest, greatest technology with these utility companies to reduce emissions, but let them make decisions on reliability and cost effectiveness.
Do we need an EPA?
Yes. There are air quality issues that cross state line. There are water quality issues that cross state line. The EPA serves a very important role in partnership with the states. There's science and technology that we can bring to the table in support of states as well, provide a benefit to them in that regard. So there's a very important role for the EPA, and always has been. The problem for the last several years is that they've got out of that very important mission.
We, I think, as conservatives, have sort of lost the messaging battle on the whole climate change thing. You've been a great warrior on this, and so much so I see some people want you to kind of be quiet now. Don't offend anybody. Just kind of don't make that argument. But I love the fact that you make the argument because you make it so darn well. It's unbelievable. I'm taking notes every time you talk.
Well, you're very kind.
Give me two, three things that you would arm average everyday folks with in this regard to be able to have a reasonable, you know, discussion about
them. Well, number one, we as a country are leading the world in GHG reduction, and we're doing it through innovation technology. Hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling predominantly. And the environmental left won't tell you that. I mean, when you look at what was discussed in Paris, put an obligation on this country that we would reduce our emissions by 26 to 28% by the year 2030. India had no obligations until they received $2.5 trillion in aid. China didn't have to take any steps until the year 2030. Russia, China, and India didn't contribute anything to the climate fund as it was described at that time. So, but why did we go to Paris and be apologetic based upon our leadership through innovation and technology already? So we're doing, I think, a lot in that space. But when you think about the climate issue specifically, we need to ask the question, what has Congress empowered the EPA to do about it? You know, if you go back to 1990, the last time the Clean Air Act was amended, Congressman Dingell, not the most conservative member of Congress, as you might imagine, said that it would be a glorious mess, quote unquote, if the EPA took the Clean Air Act and tried to regulate GHG. I mean, the Clean Air Act was set up to address regional and local air pollutants, and Congress has not spoken on this issue at all. And this so-called, you know, the settled science, we've talked about, Scott, having a red team, blue team exercise, where we bring red team scientists in, blue team scientists in, ask the question, what do we know? What don't we know about this issue? The American people deserve an honest, open, transparent discussion about this supposed threat to this country, and we need to advance that. We are, actually. So hopefully sometime this fall we'll be able to get that going.
And you agree, Doug? We only have about half a minute left, but you talk about us all being on the clean water team. I love that line.
Well, yeah, we're all on the clean water and clean air team, but I think the thing I agree with most about Scott is this idea of exporting our technology. As he said, I mean, the U.S. has led the world as an industrialized economy in actually cleaning our air, cleaning our water, and lowering our output of CO2. We're the best example in the whole world. So why wouldn't you have us keep investing in that and then export our technology to the other people that are still growing their economy?
Scott, we feed the world and we power the world. You know, and there's always been this, you know, back in the 1970s, what were you hearing? You know, the population was going to outstrip production of food, and we were going to starve to death, right? And what happened? Farmers and ranchers across this country are producing more food for the world.
Well,
I mean, we do it better than anybody in the world.
Scott Pruitt, Administrator of the EPA. Doug Burgum, Governor of the great state of North Dakota. Thank you both, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Oklahoma's loss is America's gain.
Good to see you.
We got a great EPA Administrator. Glad
Absolutely.
To have you. Have a good time today.
Thank you, Scott.
Very productive day. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after this. Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. If oil was not flowing in that pipeline right now, what would it mean? Let's ask Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is one of those major infrastructure projects that is essential for the long-term health and development of a world-class resource like the Bakken. It's essentially the interstate highway system of oil. You have to have the ability to get your product to market. That pipeline was designed to completely wrap the entire Bakken, and we get our oil to a better market at a better price, which is huge when I'm talking about the difference between $50 and $60 a barrel. As this all flushes out, we're going to see that is added substantially to the net back to the producer and all of the investors, but also to tax revenues of the state and tax revenues that goes back to the counties and back to water projects and back to education. Just $1 better price on the Bakken across state is around $100 million a year.
Important facts. Thank you, Ron Ness. Setting the record straight about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Another radio history. Thanks for listening.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Casey's back from the Bully Pulpit Golf Course at Medora. Casey, how's things at the course this year?
Things are as good as always. Just as we always touch on, this is a special little spot for us in the Badlands of Western North Dakota, a top 100 public golf course in Golf Digest a couple years ago, and just kind of rings true every single year. We start to see more and more people from across the country, across the world. It's truly a destination spot, and it's starting to become a tradition for families, grandpas, kids, grandmas. I mean, it really is a family trip and something people are doing year after year, and it's just so fun to see those familiar faces, and to pair that with an unbelievable experience and an awesome golf course is just something to be proud of.
And those that play the course, what do they say about it?
You know, it can be tough. It can eat you up a little bit, but giving, and that's what keeps them coming back is you get up into those Badlands holes and you really forget you're playing golf, and that's what keeps them coming back.
Tee times now at Medora.com or call 1-800-MEDORA-1. Back on What's On Your Mind at 27 before the top of the hour. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I got in the zone here a little bit and asking so many questions of Scott Pruitt and the EPA administrator and Doug Burgum, our governor, that I didn't remind you that you could ask your questions as well. And I see Chris at Watford City had one. Chris, you can ask me. I don't know if I can answer. But you had a comment on our guest. Go ahead.
Well, and it stands to reason that they are here to try and help us do our better job with the government backing rather than standing in our way before. And I just wanted to point out to them the next time you see them that we're stewards of this land. We love this land. We breathe the air. We drink the water. We fish and hunt the land and water. And you just, you know, it's finally nice to have people here in office, and by the way, kudos to you for bringing these guys together on the radio here, but it's finally nice to have the opportunity to agree or have somebody in agreement with us that we're stewards of this land. We love the land. We're not going to dirty it up, muck it up. If we see an oil sheen on water, we're going to report it, suck it up, clean it up, fix it, the whole nine yards. And for those idiots that don't, there are more smart people out here than ever before who will call them out on their stupidity. And I think self-regulation is the best way to succeed with common sense regulatory oversight. So,
yeah, did you catch his comment about climate change? You know, he doesn't buy the scientists. He's been very vocal about this. Okay, I love that about him. He's very bold about it, and he's very smart about it. He doesn't just say I don't believe it. He tells you why he doesn't believe it. So his idea, as you heard him, was to have these team of scientists, blue and red, meaning, you know, these scientists believe you know, man-made global warming. They're buying everything. These team doesn't. Let them debate. Now, when's the last time you heard a liberal say that? A liberal tells you what you're supposed to believe, right? A liberal tells you, no, this is how it'll be. A liberal says, well, we can't get our argument through Congress, so tell you what we're going to do. We're going to actually do it by rule and mandate it down. That's the old way. That's the Obama way. That's what I love. I mean, not only does he say, here's what I believe, but he says, let's debate it. Bring them in. But put these people on television. Let's go. You know?
Oh, and there are so many smart people that populate that conservative side of that. I started in science in school, and chemistry and physics was where I went. The math is a lie when it comes to climate science. It is absolutely a lie. And there is something to be said for stewardship, and that's where we need to be. I love the fact that Director Pruitt is speaking truth to power. That is just awesome. And so, like I said, kudos. Oh, and on a second note, real quick, Scott, you guys played it pretty fair and pretty straight on the whole Burgum, McKenzie County Sheriff thing. And he's a friend of mine, and I can tell you that he understands he needs to realize perception isn't always reality, but it tells you a lot of what people think. And he's going at it trying to understand and accept feedback now a lot better. I think he understood before election as a mandate. Now he understands election is a mandate, but you got to have a feedback of information. I think we're going to see some really good things out of the refreshed, new, old sheriff in McKenzie County.
Well, let me just say on that particular situation, one, I have unending adoration for McKenzie County and its people. I just think it's one of the very, very special places in North Dakota. I love it. And it's always been a can-do community. They find a way. They get it done. And, you can't look at where they've been and where they are and not say, wow, somebody is doing something right here. And everybody agrees. They really are. In fact, I just heard off the air, the governor explain to Administrator Pruitt, Lieutenant Governor Sanford was with us as well in the studio, and he was introducing Brandon, and they'd met before, I think, but he was explaining Watford City and its role in the whole oil boom and the transformation of it. And you can just tell him the governor, is just gushing over what's been done in Watford City. So it's a special place, and that's one of the reasons I like it. Anytime you have that kind of growth, you're going to have a little bit of growing pains, and I see that whole situation with the sheriff as growing pains. My personal opinion of it would be that a lot of that was brought on by him, right? In other words, in decisions that he made. One was the Vegas trip, and then he later reimbursed for that, so he obviously recognized that was wrong, whatever. But the point is this. I've done a lot of dumb stuff in my life. And there's a lot of people in this world have done a lot of dumb stuff. And when you look back at it a year, 5, 10, 20 years later, you go, that was really dumb. What was I thinking? Right? And a strong person says, I didn't handle that right. I'm going to swallow my pride, have a little bit of humility, and go talk to the people I offended. I don't know why it doesn't happen more often, because we're just a prideful people, right? You just want to say you're right, and even when you know you maybe a little bit in your gut you're wrong, you don't want to admit it. And you don't want to go face that person down. So I'm very heartened to hear that that it sounds like through your friendship you see the sheriff understanding that maybe there's some things he could have done differently as well. Everybody could say that. Everybody could say that. The point is, move beyond it, right? I mean, recognize where
exactly.
and start fresh. That's the big thing, you know.
Yep. And just on a kind of a final note there. We have to grow. This is a wonderful place. I think one of the challenges that the county has faced is we became literally flooded with funds. You know, a county of, less than 10,000 people on average, swimming in an annual budget of over $120 million. That's craziness. And what you see is people looking left and looking right. And, well, I control this aspect, or this is mine and that's yours. And that's really where the start of the problem was. And I think the commissioner, the special commissioner in charge of the trial portion of it, finally noted that the county wanted the sheriff to, quote, come in line, and the sheriff wanted to exercise the autonomy he read in the century code about how he operated. And that's really where it started. And then the communication process broke down along pride lines. Commission thought they owned something. The sheriff thought he owned something. And that's actually still in the Supreme Court. But at the end of the day, it was the nature of the communication between the two groups that were very proud of the things that they thought they were doing. The nature of the communication is where it broke down. And I think we've got a restart opportunity, and good things are about to happen. So,
yeah, that's the key word there. Restart, fresh start. You know, set down the weapons of old, and look to work together.
Yeah.
Going forward,
yep. We don't live in a zero defect environment. Especially, good gracious, out here in the Bakken, things break all the time. We fix them. We address it. We fix them. And you know, that notion of a zero defect environment is nuts. We have fallible people trying to do the very best they can. And I can tell you from the friend's perspective, you know, while his stuff was at trial, he took a group of Boy Scouts and volunteered his time and took a group of Boy Scouts to a Boy Scout encampment for a week. And, you know, his life and livelihood is on the line, and he's waiting for a decision from the governor. So what does he do? He doesn't volunteer. And my son was with him, and they take off, and his whole thing was, how do we grow these boys? And, you know, that's the kind of man we're dealing with, and that's the kind of man that I think, now that he understands managing perception a little bit better, the real man will rise up, and we'll see some great things. So,
well, I've never had a chance to talk with the sheriff, but I'd welcome that opportunity to talk a little bit about this fresh start. So please let him know. And, call back again if we can figure that out. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Have a great day. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome day today, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. A texter says, can you explain the McKenzie problem? I think the caller pretty well did. You probably got a pretty good idea of it there. In a nutshell, I would just say the McKenzie problem was the sheriff there thought he had authority that the county commission didn't think he had, number one. Number two, there were some issues with expenditures and things that were, according to the state's attorney there, I don't know that the state's attorney looked at it. I think an independent state's attorney looked at it and said, somebody's not here. You know, so there was an investigator appointed. The governor did that. And then when the investigation was done, they said, yeah, there were some things here that were done that were wrong, but there's nothing here that's illegal. And so, therefore, he was reinstated. So it's been if you read the governor's report, it's no exoneration of the sheriff. But it is admitting that there isn't anything illegal there. Really, a fresh start is extremely necessary, without question. Hope that helps, since you might not have heard about that particular situation. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I think that Pruitt's idea of a red team, blue team exercise would be great. But I think what they're going to find is that carbon dioxide is a natural, perfectly harmless gas that has very little to do with our climate. So it's not a major greenhouse gas, as you know, the United Nations would have us believe. The climate models they're using to project all of this dire warning have been horribly inaccurate and have no predictive value. And sequestering carbon dioxide is just an exercise in futility and a lot of expense. So I think Pruitt himself believes that, but he's probably afraid to say it.
I don't know that he's afraid of saying it.
Concentrate on, you know, toxic metals and, you know, heavy particulates, and we've done a great job of that. We've got an 800-year supply of coal in the United States, and we should use it.
Yeah, I think, I just think the more you get that out there, whatever comes out of there, whatever, wherever that debate goes as a result of sunshine, is fine. Let it happen. Let it happen all the way. And I'm not sure that that Scott Pruitt is, the Washington narrative is that he is going to stay as a bull in a china shop on the man-made climate change question to bolster his political chances in Oklahoma down the road, run for governor, what senator, whatever, right? That's the narrative of the swamp that he is all on. And that some in Washington don't want him to go so far that way so as to offend moderate Republicans or cause this to become an issue in other congressional races. I just don't think, I think what you see is what you get with Scott Pruitt. It's why we like him, but I appreciate your call, Jim. Thank you.
I hope they undo the endangerment finding on CO2 because that was a mistake to begin with.
They got a lot of work to undo, don't they? Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Folks, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musky smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Are you ready for Dolce Vita? That would be the good life, folks, and you can get it with splash super pools from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Here's Vince to tell us about the good life.
Well, you're really going to have to go to the splash super pools website. It is the Dolce Vita Diva. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It actually looks like a piece of wicker furniture in your backyard, but in reality, it's a swimming pool, and it's a very, very exciting, game-changing product, and literally 75% that of what an in-ground pool would cost. So a great opportunity that comes in a white wicker or American brown wicker. And again, you really have to do the website and get a view of what this thing looks like because it's hard to describe it.
So don't let the sweet life wait. In the pool this summer, when you get to a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com, or check out these Dolce Vita pools at splashpools.com. Splashpools.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Serve USA, the good folks that help America fuel better. Should we go shopping? I always love going shopping at PetroServe USA. All month long, NDSU attire. Buy one, get one free. How about that? IGOG sunglasses, $2 off. They love summer at PetroServe USA. Flip-flops, a buck off. Firewood, a buck off. And if you get a little hankering for a snack, Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats are 79 cents each. Kellogg's Cheez-It or Pringles are 79 cents each. Load up on the Ice Mountain water, 1.5 liter, 99 cents each. 100% American-made fuels when you fill up, too. Customer-owned by people just like you, so you're filling up at a pump you own. Isn't that nice?
And now Valley Dairy is part of the PetroServe USA family, too. So Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, Valley Dairy locations. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, they're the best. A car wash, choose PetroServe USA. Every time I hit the road, I fill up at PetroServe USA. And then it's off we go. All right. Let's read this text. I totally agree with your caller. It's such a pleasure and relief to have a president and an administration that's not constantly trying to trample our individual rights and freedoms. And is 100% pro-American. Make America great again. Folks, listening to the conversation with Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator, as we sit here in August of 2017, thinking back to the election and the difference that could have made where there would have been a double down on the Obama administration, all-out assault on the coal industry as an example, on the oil and gas industry as an example, on agriculture with Waters of the U.S. as an example. It is exciting. It is refreshing. It gives you a little extra bounce in the step. Tough enough with drought and everything else going on. You don't need the government with its boot on your throat. So I share the optimism about it all. Mike and Hazen, you're next at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
I've been reading some financial news that iHeartRadio is in financial trouble, your parent company. And I just wondered if they continually broadcasting all this right-wing propaganda, if they had a broader audience and they tried to actually be fair and balanced, if that would help. But is iHeart having financial problems because of the downhill slant of this right-wing nonsense?
No. No, the dots do not connect. Mike.
First of all,
Todd, help me out here, but there are 20 some iHeart stations in North Dakota, and they are doing very well. Thank you very much. Can I finish the answer, Mike? And then I'd be happy to take your phone.
That answer's fine. Do you think it pays to broadcast to such a narrow right-wing group, or you'd have more of an audience if you were more fair and balanced and didn't constantly come up with this right-wing stuff?
Show's number one in the time slot. What do you want?
So the show's doing fine, yeah. But I would ask you, are you a right-wing?
You sit there and pump up Trump, the worst liar we ever had for president. Are you crazy? I read more than and do more than just listen to Fox News and Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, but my point is, are you right wing? You're not right wing. You're left wing, right? You have a very different view than I do.
No,
right?
I am unbiased. I don't listen to propaganda. I listen to both sides.
Oh, Trump's a creep, but you're unbiased. That's a good one. But anyway, the point is...
Is Trump a liar or isn't Trump a liar? What's your take on him lying about these phone calls from the Boy Scouts? Let's see you spin that one.
Well, if you think that's the most important issue, I'm happy to debate that one with you. I believe what happened was... Can I answer a question? You asked me my opinion on whether Trump lied on the Boy Scouts. I want to answer the question. Don't be rude, Mike. Let's have a conversation.
Okay,
so
go for it.
My answer is Trump gets done with a speech that was very well received by the masses in the audience. They were jumping up and down, loved every minute of it. Several Boy Scout leaders came to him after in leadership. I don't know if they were the actual Boy Scouts themselves or whether they were adult Boy Scout leaders, and said, best speech ever, really appreciate it, good job, way to go. Okay. He later was asked about it.
Why did he lie and say that the Boy Scouts called him and the head of the Boy Scouts? That's the type of spin that you do every day, and your people eat this lying up. You're spinning it, and you know it.
I'm just stating the facts. You can believe whatever you choose to believe.
The fact is, President Trump said the head of the Boy Scouts called him and said it was the greatest speech ever. He didn't do that. It is a lie. They admitted it's a lie. Why do you cover up for this liar?
Well, I think they said he misspoke because the conversation happened. It just didn't happen by phone. It didn't happen by phone. It happened in person.
Okay. Every time he lies,
kind of like when Obama said there were 58 states. Did he lie?
57.
57, excuse me. Did he lie when he said there were 57 states?
Oh, yeah. And then he was born in Kenya, right?
No, I asked you a question. Was he lying when he said there were 57 states?
Anyone can make a numerical mistake, but I don't make a mistake.
President of the United States not even knowing the number of states.
I love it.
Are you ever
Donald Trump's a scoundrel. He's awful. He's lying. He's a scumbag because of the call versus in person. But Obama says that anybody can make a mistake. Anybody can. Mike. Yeah. You're hopeless. My point is simply this, Mike. You're a liberal, and God bless you. This is America. You can be a liberal. That's okay. You just got on this program, so how is this program right-wing?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a conversation. Anybody's welcome to join it.
More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Well, I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.